Good afternoon. This is Dr. John Paul, along with Minister Linda. We want to welcome you back to our next study in Life-Saving Ministries. We want to tell you that our program is always appearing here on 93.3 FM from 3 to 4 o'clock each Sunday, following the Gospel Hour with Bobby and Anita Key. And don't forget, Brother Bobby Key comes back on at 4 o'clock with another special Bible study. And now, before we begin, I'd like to ask you a question. How do you know you're running away from God? Minister Linda will be answering that question for each and every one of us in session 2, which comes immediately after the break. So always stay tuned to hear her message that she has specially provided from God for you to hear. We'd also like to remind you that if you miss any of our sessions, we're available on the website at Life-Saving Ministries 93.3 FM. You can do that by Siri or Google, or just straight off the computer. And go to Life-Saving Ministries 93.3 FM and tap on to that portion that you see appearing on your screen. And then immediately, you'll see our business card, and right under it, you'll see a number of sessions, and you can just tap on any one of those that you want to hear. Normally, in most cases, I'm teaching session 1, and Minister Linda will be teaching session 2. Now, before we begin, I'd like for you to listen to this special music by Donna Robertson, where she sings a very special music for us to hear today, That Wonderful Savior.
That wonderful Savior, who makes the stars all shine, who fashioned the mountains to reach to the sky, brings each tomorrow, who hears every prayer, in sunshine or sorrow, if you call, he'll be there. That wonderful Savior, who makes the flowers
Wasn't that a beautiful, beautiful message in music by Donna Robertson? That's right. God is a wonderful Savior, but He expects for us and desires for us to become remorseful and ask Him for the forgiveness of our many sins. Today, I'd like to go a step further from just God's desire for our remorsefulness. He's also God's desire to demonstrate His love, and also God desires to demonstrate His love nature. And now, as we begin this study, listen carefully to what God wants us to do. What greater love can be found anywhere than God has done for each one of us? The Word of God clearly tells us the answer in 1 John 4:8-9, and verse 8 being particular, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Verse 9, "In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him." And verse 11, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another." Sin comes up against the obedience to God. We either choose to accept or reject God's truth, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Sin is choosing to walk in darkness, which is in the flesh. It is desiring the ways of the world over Christ's likeness. In Romans 3:23, it says that we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Now, if God's not in us, then how can we be in God? Death refers to being separated from God and away from Him during our eternal life. Yes, there is an eternal life, or eternal, what we call damnation. When our time on earth comes to an end, our bodies will cease to function, but our spiritual soul will go on living, as we mentioned last week. It does return to the Creator, as it says in Ecclesiastes 12:7, "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it." Saying you believe is just not enough. It is the motive and intent of the heart which God discerns. Yes, He looks closely at our heart. True repentance and penitence, which is remorsefulness, requires mourning and remorseful sorrow for one's sins, knowing and acknowledging that all sin is against God. Did you know that you do have a calling? Yes, in 2 Timothy 1:9 it says, "Who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was in Christ Jesus," what? "Before the world began." That's right, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you understand that He knew us before the world ever existed. And He also called us, but we have to accept that calling. Part of that calling shows in Matthew 5:3 is arriving at a spiritual bankruptcy. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." But there is a warning, and that warning is, please listen to me carefully, for I want you to make sure you consider what I'm saying. Remorsefulness is all about the motive and intent. One's motive and intent is discerned by God. He reads our heart at all times. True remorsefulness means you have made a 180-degree turn away from sin, and now you want to move directly towards Christ as your Lord and Savior. It is at this point one must become sorrowful, mourning, and grieving for all that's been done. Only you can do this as one else. No one else can do it, because only you know the sin that you've had committed against God. There are some steps that we must take. In the first one, you have to arrive at the state of admission. Admit that you are a sinner in need of a Savior, and you are in need of forgiveness. Submission is the second, and it's now required. You must surrender to Christ and give up the old self and the old way of life. You want to have a new life, and there is no other way or no other one to turn to except to Christ Jesus. You know, in the movie, The Officer and Gentleman, I remember specifically where the officer candidate was pushed to an end. And the sergeant that was pushing him said, "Why don't you quit?" And the candidate looked at him and says, "I have nowhere else to go.
That's us. We as sinners have no one else to turn to but Christ Jesus. The third is remission, and that's when Christ forgives you and applies the blood covering that he shed on the cross for us. Yes, he is the great exchange. He died for our sins so that we might have eternal life and live with him eternally. I'd like to say at this time that you are just, if you're just turning in or tuning in, you are listening to Life Saving Ministries here on Real Talk 93.3. I'm Dr. John Paul along with Minister Linda, and you can hear us every Sunday. Subpoint 2, each sinner must remit. One must come to God for forgiveness of their sins and remorseful for them. Matthew 5:4 says, we are blessed. Yes, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. We have to finally come to the point in life that we need to heal and we need to mourn over what we've done in the past. In Luke 13:3, it says, except ye repent, ye shall likewise perish. Psalms 51:1-12, especially verse 2, it says, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. Yes, we need to be cleansed by Christ's shed blood that he did shed on the cross at Calvary. He's the only way to salvation. He became the great exchange, the one who took our place. Now we must become ambassadors of Christ for Christ. Yes, we need to serve him and be fruit bearers. How? We spread the good news of salvation and Christ overcoming sin and death for us. In Jeremiah 23:16-18, it tells us not to listen to false teachers and false prophets. And my friends, brothers and sisters, there are a lot of them out here. And Paul warned Timothy, in these latter days, there would be many. And God's fury will come upon those who lead the church in an improper way or don't speak the truth. Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 33:1-9. I won't go into great detail today, but I would like to make a comment. He is warning us that we, as watchmen, must be careful, or the doom and destruction will take us under. It says, again, the word of the Lord came upon me, saying, son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast, and set him for their watchman, if when he saith, the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people. Then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet, and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, and he took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman, yes, that's us, unto the house of Israel, that's us in our land. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way. That wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. We will cover more on that next week. In past besetting sins in Psalms 139:5, 23-24, it says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. God does not want anyone to perish. He wants us to come to him and experience his love. In our second section, God's desire for demonstration of love, we've got four items I'd like to cover very quickly. God's character, 1 John 2:28. Now little children, abide in him, that he shall appear. We may have confidence and not be ashamed before him his coming. In giving up self, in Luke 9:23-24, he said to them all, notice that all, if any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross daily and follow me. Watch this, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. God is love in 1 John 4:7-8. Beloved, let us love one another. Oh, that's so important, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And then we got to grant control. This one's one of my favorite, Galatians 2:20, where Paul makes mention of exactly what happened to him. He said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Then out of the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I just want to remind you that if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to Life Saving Ministries here on Real Talk 93.1, God demonstration and devotion of his love. Love nature. Is God's demonstration and devotion of his love nature. We are first a chosen generation. And oh, that is so important. So it says in 1 Peter 2:9, but ye are a chosen generation. Yes, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Yes, we are your people. But that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. We are to share that light with everyone around us. A lot of people don't realize this, but, you know, when we come to saving grace, we've been anointed. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 20 and 27, especially verse 20, but you have been anointed by the who? The Holy One. And you all have knowledge. That's out of the New American Standard. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all things in truth, is no lie. And even as it taught you, you shall abide in him. In the next one, we cannot hate our brother. Oh, this is so important. 1 John 4, verse 21. And this commandment, he commands us that we have from him, we love God, we also love our brother also. Did you know we're sealed and guaranteed? A lot of people don't know if they're saved. So we are saved and we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise and the earnest of our inheritance with the redemption. So what must you do? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue next week in this section, but at this time, I'd like to have you listen to a very important song that we have for you today, and that is coming from the Gaither Vocal Band, Yes, I Know. Please listen to the words, because I think they speak volume to you. God bless you. Thanks for listening to this first session. We'll see you after the break.
Make the violent sinner leave. temptation, he is near thee, holds the powers of hell at bay, guides you to the path of safety, gives you grace for every day, and Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. And I know, yes, I know, Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is the blood of Jesus that makes all of us free from our sins and free from the death that we face. That's eternal death. Yes, our body must pass away, but not our spirit soul. It never fails. It always lives on, and either in the loving presence of Christ our Savior, or, unfortunately for those that don't believe, in the hell fires of hell below, where Satan resides and will torment one forever. We don't want to go there. I hope you've enjoyed this session of our program today. Don't forget now, Minister Linda will be coming shortly after the break, and you won't want to miss her special message, especially when she's talking about that one drop of blood that can save you from your sins and save you from eternal death. God bless each one of you. Thanks for listening to our session one.